You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mar says in a few places that there's a gzeira of Shemi Yavuena Arba Amis B'Shus Rabin. In other words, you don't take a lulav on Shabbos. That's what's going to be Negeya in 2 weeks from now, less than 2 weeks, that we don't take a lulav Shemi Yavuena Arba Amis B'Shus Rabin. Right, that's what the Gemara says. So Rashi, Tosis, all the Rishonim are bothered. Why does it say Shemi Yavuena Arba Amos B'Shus Rabin? The case is that he's inside a house, he's inside the shul, he has a Shailan de Lulav, and Rashi says also a Shailan Be'Kosai on his Bracha, right, which we'll talk about later, we'll see. And he'll go to a Baki, he'll go to Rambam calls a Chacham. Shemi Yelech Etzel Baki, V'Yavrena Arba Amos B'Shus Rabin. The first thing you think is that he's coming out of Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim. That's the Issa of Haitzah. It's not the Issa of Dalad Amis Rishus Rabbim. Dalad Rishus Rabbim means you took something Rishus Rabbim and you transferred it for Amis, which Tais himself says includes also a place like if you daven outside, which is pretty unusual, except for Uman, I guess, right?
For Dalad Amis Rishus Rabbim, you need to hear nothing Rishus Rabbim?
So this is the din that's going to be talked about in Kiveg, very good. But anyway, that's the Tosfos. All the Rishonim ask this kasha. They have different terutzim. Haitzah, as soon as he's about to go past the door, he says, what am I doing? I'm going to Rishus Rabbim. Hashem came in Rishus Rabbim, you know, there's nothing to remind him. He's nervous, you know, and he might carry Dal Amos Rishus Rabbim. That's the... That's the Rishayim's teretz. So Kivega comes and says a new teretz that Bishaita, there was no, he didn't have Rishayim that say it. Maisa, we have a Miri that says it. And Chazenish argued on him very stark. And it's Negel Alachala Maisa. There's a sefer called Sharei Tzion. Rabbi Tzion Bilsk from the. Yes, thank you, okay. Okay, so just give me one. If you don't mind, thank you.
Shkoich. The,
right, so why is it Arba Amis B'Shus Rabbim? Yeah, that's right. As far as you and I know, it is, right? It would be hard to imagine that there weren't Rishus Yachid. How many did he make? Okay, so the Jushu Chish of Kivegan have a new print. It's a nice print. So there's a sefer called Sharei Tzion from Rabbi Tzion, Rav of Bilsk. He was, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah asked him for a skamba. If the Chafetz Chaim asked him for a skamba, Vais Dais, he was a big person. In the Toldos of Chazaynish, he says he once passed Bilsk when he's young, and he saw him Thursday night learning the whole night. He was 80 years old, on his feet. He didn't sit down once. So over there, he brings a psak from his Rebbe, the Beis Halevi, that there was a yid in Brisk, I guess, that didn't have chant for Shabbos. And he needed chant, right? It's a mitzvah to eat chant on Shabbos, right? To have hot food, I guess. Well, no, I was saying it is. It's including that if you need hot food on Shabbos. It's oinik. So the klal is that you're allowed to go ahead and tell a goy, let's just, nobody paskin because it is, you know. I'll tell you why in a minute. The din is the way we paskin, a shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah is mutter. Shvus de shvus means you could tell a akum to do a issa de rabbanon, right? Now, that's dangerous because one of the local shuls here once, the air conditioner was working on the second day Yom Tov, so a guy came over and went like this. He says, shvus de shvus, it's second day Yom Tov, and it's a shvus. That's not what it means. Second day Yom Tov doesn't have a din of shvus. And your arm is not called a shvus. It has to be a dafka, a akum, that's doing an issa de rabbanon. many Rishonim hold Kalacha Yad is not, even though it's Dorabanan, but as easy as it is to go this, you could also go like this. It's all about a Maisa, which is the Issa Dorabanan. Okay, so what happened? This Yid didn't have Chant. And so the Beis HaLevi told him that you can go ahead. He told the Yid, let's say Ruvain, tell an Akum to take the Chant from your house and walk. I don't know how brisk was. We don't have Rav Naiman to ask him anymore, but it was not a small city. Walk 2-3 miles, and therefore you'll go ahead and bring it to his house, to the other Yid's house. So where's the Shvus? The Shvus. So we'll see.
The Carmelus, no?
What?
The Carmelus brisk. Brisk is the Carmelus.
Brisk is the Carmelus? You sure? No, that's not what he's based it on. I'm not sure. It should. I don't know. That's true. I have no idea. He was Choshed that it's a Rishus Rabban. He had a different hat, and we'll see what it is. Okay? Once we see Yisrael Kivei, we'll understand the Psak, maybe. Okay. So let's see. It's on the bottom right. Gemara Zerushim Yitlana B'yadav Yelach Hatzalbaki Lumoid Ve'evirena Dalar Amis B'shus Rabban. Okay, so top left now. Hodolo Nokat Shem Yetziyena, excuse me, Mishus Yachid L'shus Rabban. Ubitaisus hikshukain, Taisa asks this all over. Rashi just says agab, he also has the Yeshlaima. The ha afim yaitzi, where's this fellow going? Where is he? He's in Shul. Where's he running to? He's running to the Rav's house, to the Bucky's house, the Chacham's house. Right? Now, when he's running, and somebody stops him and says, oh, good yontif, how's everything? He's not going to answer them, really. He's not going to stop because he's very nervous. That's not what's on his mind. See, he's running straight from Shul to the Chacham's house. So Hoitzah, what's Hoitzah? Hoitzah means you did Akira, you need an Akira. What? And Rishus HaYochid. And Hanochi Rishus HaRabim. He didn't do that. He went straight from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. Okay, so what's that is so to go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid? So this, what? Is it Dalet Amos? He did that Kiva and Rishus Yochid. Oh, so look at what Kiva Ega says.
Yeah.
If he didn't stop, right, to rest, right, to stop, right? Right, the Gemara says that if a person stops to rest, that's called the stop of his movement, unless he's stopping to, let's say he's carrying something on his shoulders, in those days he used to carry things on their heads, like you see, right? And he stops just to go ahead and straighten it out. That's not called stopping. But if he stops, he goes straight from his house to Chacham's house, right? And he'll stop there to rest. He's going to run to the Bucky's house because he's nervous. He's not stopping. He's going, he's going, he's going. Somebody says, hi, how's everything? He says, I can't talk to you now. I have to go somewhere, right? Masha enkein b'chshash shem yavirena abrahamas, the bezer and this, afim lo yamud lofush, if he doesn't stop, yechayev, ledas toisus b'chadushi rajba in Shabbos, and there's another rajba, yeah, it brings it. B'sugid alfino zerg mamayishit, we'll explain that in a minute, b'mavir, mishus yoch, mishus yochit, two places the Rashba says like this. He says that in the Gemara you see that the Levium used to give the Krushim, press it across from one wagon, which is Rishus Yochid, to another wagon over Rishus Rav, so they passed it. So he says, you see over here that going from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid, Yochayev. So Rikiveger takes from that therefore, if you go, and this is what the Chazon Ish is arguing, we'll talk about that in a minute. Therefore, if you go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, right, and in the middle is the Rishus HaRabim, even though the Akira and the Nacha was not in Rishus HaRabim, you're over Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because in Hoitzah, the Iker is to take from Rishus HaYochid, put in Rishus HaRabim. In Rishus HaRabim, the Iker is to move in Arba Amos. There's a Tanai, a condition, a stipulation. There has to be a Kira Nacha. What's the difference where it is? It's not moving it from Rishus HaRabim in this spot. It's making a move through Rishus HaRabim. And the Chazon Ish argues on that. He says, no. The Iddin of Dalam is to move him from one spot Rishus HaRabim, put another spot in Rishus HaRabim. But running from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, you can run 10 miles. But since Dakira was not in Rishus HaRabim, that's not called Mavid Dalam Rishus HaRabim. Idis Rajba. The Rajba is talking about passing over from one Rishus to another. Not that you walk through the Rishus HaRabim. You passed it. And Rabbi Bega learned, what's the difference? If you see moving something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid is called a malacha as far as moishit, or as far as passing something, who would then be carrying Arba Amos?
So why according to the Chazon Ish, you learn it out from the Agolas? So
yeah, but moishit, he says only moishit, not carrying. That's not what carrying means. Moishit is a difference, but you don't see that the Levim took a Rishus, carried something from one Rishus to another Rishus. That's not the Chazon Ish.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
If it's above 10 Tvachim, it would be a Makom Patur.
Right, but that's a din of Moishit. But not Akoponim. Oh, so now, based on this, how you learned the Rajba, it seems, even though Beis Levi is before the Chazon Ish, but the Beis Halevi also tied it like this. When you tilt this is the Beis Halevi's chiddush, that not everybody's maskim to this, right? I don't know, I'm not saying la'alocha la'maisa, but last year we had a fellow who wrote the Orchas Shabbos, and he said something, and I told him with the Beis Halevi, he said, not everybody's maskim la'alocha this Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi's basic premise is like this. This guy, he told this guy to carry the chant from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. According to Kivega, that's a malacha. According to Chazon Ish, again, he doesn't quote the Chazon Ish. He says he's medayik and Rishayim who don't hold this way. He says it's not an isser. So since it's a suffix isser d'rabbanan, right? In other words, like this, you're telling a guy to do it. That's an isser d'rabbanan. According to Kivega's understanding, it's only one shvus. You're making the guy, that's one shvus, do an isser d'raisa, dalar am shvus rab. According to Chazon Ish, again, the basically he's not quoting Chazon Ish. He's quoting he says in the Rishayim it's mashra not that way. He says, according to them, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan will be Shtei Shvusim, and there will be Mutter. So now, this act is a Suffer. According to Rav Kivega, a Drash, by the way, you know, Drash, it's Asa. According to Chazon Ish, according to Rav Kivega, it's Mutter. According to Chazon Ish, it's Asa. So it's a Suffer Din D'Rabbanan, because the guy is doing it, it's a Suffer Issa D'Rabbanan. So you can be Mekel. So the Bebe says, you'll ask me, but the guy is walking 10 miles. There's no way he's not stopping in brisk Lincoln Terrace Park, whatever you want, right? Schlimmer, right? Whatever. They had a park with somebody, they had the benches. He's not going to walk 10 miles straight. So the Beis Halevi said, who says? You didn't tell him to stop. Of course, you know, in other words, he says, if you don't tell him to do it, then he does it naturally. Nobody's going to walk, you know, a mile, 2 miles without stopping for a little break, right? Especially carrying a child, right? He's going to stop and take a little break, and he's not interested in getting there quick, right? He's probably getting paid by the hour anyway, right? So Chazon Ish said that was the Beis Halevi says that was not your shlichus. You told him to go from Goldberg's house to Greenberg's house. It's fine. You're telling him to go. He stops him. I said that was not your shlichus. Amir Lakim is your shlichus. You tell him to do something, and he does it because you told him. That's taka asa. Right, then it's your shlichus to do the raisa, but if you tell him not to do, then it's not. Right? What? I guess it was a private chant. I don't know. Yeah. Or it was closed up. I don't know. Yeah. That much he doesn't write.
What? Was the Shabbos going to get that cold? No, he's taking the other place.
It was private.
What would be if he stopped? So where is the Akira?
The Akira was from first house. And the Anachas so Rishus HaRabim.
So the Akira is in the Rishus HaYochid.
So that's what it saw.
So that's what it saw
is the Raisa.
So he's Chayav for Itzah then.
Right. Yeah, but that's not to do with the Gemara. That's to do with the Pesach. Yeah. So it's one, it's an Issa D'Raisa. It's a mirror. It's one Shvus. That's, but anyway, that's Rabbi Kivega answer. So look, he says a beautiful like this. Now, it's known, there's a famous story, as you all know, Reb Leibel Eger became a Chassid, right? You'll do a Shlomo Eger's son became a chassid. They have all kinds of stories about it. Recently, they put out that they say most of the stories are fabricated, the Maskilim wanted to start up with the Chassidim, because Chassidim were very stark against the Maskilim. So they said, ah, Reb Shlomo Eger said shiva for him, and this, they say it's all Baba Mises. I mean, he's not going to sit shiva. He became a chassid. Maybe he wasn't happy about it, but Kiveg himself asked him certain questions. He said, okay, he's macabre. In fact, one story goes that Kiveg asked him, how come you wear silk, you know, Zaiden? Well, nowadays it's polyester. He says, because in silk, there's no chash of shotness. They never make the shotness. So he said, Reb Kiveg threw off his clothes on the spot, and he says, I want to go, like, don't want to wear that too, because it's, Kiveg was, you know, was a Zecher Machmir and everything. So one of the stories was that they asked the Kotzker Rebbe, that the Blei Belega asked him, that my grandfather asked the Kasha. What was the Kasha? The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that Ben Azai holds Mahalach Ka'oimed Dami. That means like this. You never stop. Not if a person walks Arba Amis. So he's chai for walking Arba Amis, right? But if he stops after an Amma, right, then he's potter. In other words, if you stop, then it's not called. Midraisa, it's mutter duda. Midraisa, Gemara even talks about it. You see, you lost something on Shabbos. Again, not la halacha lemaisa, it depends. And you're afraid, you know, it's going to stay your whole Shabbos. You don't walk with it. Pachas medal ramas. Or there's some glass over there. You're afraid kids are going to get hurt. It's not sekonis nefashos. You allowed to carry it less than dollar ramas. In fact, that's how they answer the kasha. How could you carry less dollar ramas? I chotzi shears also metar. The Torah says no, because once you stop, the next chotzi shear can't be mitzaref with it. When you eat a chotzi shear, the next chotzi shear can be mitzaref and make a one shear. Over here, once you stop, that's it. You can't do the aveira anymore. So, what's the Gemara's case? The Gemara's case, according to Ben Azai, is like this. That let's say a person is, every time a person takes a step, it's like he's stopped. Therefore, like Pesach mentioned, let's say a guy goes from Rishus Yochid, through Rishus Rabbim. So, according to us meaning the Rabbanu arguing Ben Azai, you carried from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid. Let's make it easier so we don't have to get to this. You had Rishus Yochid, right? And you went to Rishus Rabbim. Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim, right? But in between, there's a Carmelis, or Makom Patur, a Gina, a garden, right? So now, if you would have stopped Bidaraisa, you're allowed to go from your house, put it into the garden, right? It's a Makom Patur, and then, because not Rishus Yochid, doesn't have the parameters of what's called Rishus Yochid. So you're potter, and then you take from there to Rishus Rabbim, it's mutter, the Raisa. Okay? So let's say a person walked from Rishus Yochid, he walked through a Gina, right? Walked through a Makom Patur, and then he ended up Rishus Rabbim. So he's chayav, because he kept walking. Benaz, right? Because he walked from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim, and he put it down. He passed by a Makom Patur, but he never stopped in the Makom Patur. He never stopped there. Benazah says he did stop, because when you walk, you stop for a split second. Mahalach ka'oimidam. Whenever you walk, even though you keep going, but one foot's on the ground, right? So each step is like you stopped. So according to Benazai...
Have you ever had
that? So Benazai says that, therefore, you went from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Ptur, your potter, Rishus Ptur, so your potter. It could work the opposite too. Let's say you went from Rishus Yochid, and there's a Rishus Rabbim. According to us, you went from Rishus Yochid, Rishus Yochid. So as far as I saw, not talk about Dal Ramis. According to Ben Azai, you have two. You took from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid. That's what Gemara says. Frektaisis, Frekta Ramban, B'Yushalmi Maksha. They bring Yerushalmi. Ritzchia says he never found such Yerushalmi. So we have to assume there isn't such a Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi asks what the mayor just asked. So according to Ben Azai, how do you ever have Dalet Amis B'Shus HaRabim? How do you ever have Dalet Amis B'Shus HaRabim? Every time you take one step, it's like you stop. Just like by us, if you walk one Amis, two Amis, and you stop, it's not called Dalet Amis. According to Ben Azai, so the Yerushalmi answers, B'Kofatz. He jumped. He jumps 6 to 8 feet. Most of us in this room can't relate to that, right? But that's the Yerushalmi's teretz. Zoktay says, Ube Bavli, our Gemara is not mash. Talmud Shalanu, it's not mash for that way. Because Gemara calls it halacha moshe mesinai. Even though Mahal Chaymet, that's the halacha moshe mesinai. That's what Tay says. fact, so Kivega, so he sort of Blay Blake says, my grandfather asked Akasha, Im Kane, if that's what you're afraid about, that he's going to jump, according to Yishalmi, so how do you have Shemi Yavirena Dal and Amos Bishus Rabbim? You're worried that a guy has a Shaifer, a Lulav, and he might take a jump, Arba Amos? It's not Shchiach. So they say the Kotzka said to him, Vas, what kind of kasha is that? For a mitzvah springman. For a mitzvah, you jump. What kind of kasha is that? That's what they say. Interesting. So I always heard this story many years. Rav Kivega says the kasha over here. Ubezem ubahochim yushav nami madhik shuli chochem echad. Our Toysvis, Rav Kivega says, chochem echad asked him. The Toysvis prepare kamash shabbos kosu b'shem yushalmi. Dele ben azai de mahalach koime dami lo meshkachas maver dalamis de mechayv ala bekoifetz. You can only have dalamis unless you jump. V'kosvu de mesugi lo mashmin ken. They said some mashkas. Gemara says arbaamis hilchas agmiul. It's a lochemar sinai. And ben azai is not going to argue on lochemar sinai. That's what it is. He says kosher a mailo chicha ken bebir mahocha. Because interesting, this is he doesn't speak this out. Yushalmi never says. Shema Yaviren Abraham is Bishus Rabbim. Hashem says different reasons why you don't blow shofar, take a shofar, take a lulav on Shabbos. So he says the Imkein leben Azai yet kias shofar doicha Shabbos. The vaday leka lemeima leslan lemigza Shema Yaviren bekvitza. We're afraid that he's going to take a jump Abraham is according to Ben Azai, right? Where to be a din Shema Yaviren? And since our Gemara does say Shema Yaviren, how's Ben Azai going to learn it? Right? That was the kasha of the... So one time to bring a raya. So Rav Kivega says, Mari de Gavart, listen to it, let's speak it out first. Where's the scenario, according to Rav Kivega? He's going from Mishisa Yachid to Mishisa Yachid. So what is his yoiver? Arba Amis, Mishisa Rabim. Okay? According to Ben Azai, what is his yoiver? Hoitzah, exactly. Because according to Ben Azai, as soon as he takes it out from the Mishisa Yachid, and he walks into Rosh Hashanah, it's like he stopped. So according to Ben Azai, it's Taka Shema Yaitziyena. I, the Gemara says, Shema Yavirena. The answer is, the Gemara is going La Halacha, like the Rabbanan. But according to Ben Azai, you Taka have Shema Yaitziyena. So even if you hold that Arba Amos is jumping, Ben Azai is not Choshish for Shema Yavirena. There's no, you're right, because of Koifetz. But he has Shema Yaitziyena. Let's see it inside. Lefin Mashikasavti Nicha, the Ben Azai. The Mahalach is ke'oimid b'lav hochi, the ma'al ke'oimid b'lav hochi nicha. The time of the shofar gzer shem yaitziyena v'shus yachid v'shus rabim. Rak l'didon, the mahalach lav ke'oimid, v'eino chayev ela ba'oimid lofush, unless he stops to rest, tzvichin l'time of the shem yavirena. We need shem yavirena because he's running from v'shus yachid v'shus yachid. So that's arba amas v'shus yachid v'shus rabim. Masha Enke quote Ben Azai, even though it's not, because it's only Shach jumping, but Shema Yatziyena. Now, interesting, as far as I remember, he adds something to this. It could be it's in a different place. He adds that the Rishayim are bothered, but they don't know if we paskin like Ben Azai or not, for some reason. There's a few sugars of Masha we paskin Ben Azai. Maybe. So Kivega says the reason we don't paskin Ben Azai is the fact that the Gemara says Shema Yavirena Dal Amas, rather than Shema Yatziyena. No, it comes out according to Kivega, the chash for Rabbanin is Shema Yavirena Dal Ramas. No, specifically. Tyson says that's the bigger chash, but you can have this chash, you have that chash. Kivega says, no, the chash is Davka Shema Yavirena Dal Ramas. Masha Enkem Ben Azai, it has to be Davka Shema Yatziyena, because running from one house to another, right, it's not Dal Ramas Yisraelam, because it's only by Koif, it's called Yishami. So therefore, since the Gemara says Shema Yavirena is a Raya we pass it to Chacham. That's the Rav Kivega. Lamaisa, years later, Rav Menachem Zemba discovered that the Miri says this in Sukkah. This Teretz, Rav Menachem Zemba wrote a Sefer, a little Kuntris. The one Sefer the Rebbeinu Shalom left is the Sefer that he did Chesed with. But so in there, he Taka brings in the Tois Chaim that the David's mentioning. He brings over there this Miri, says this Rav Kivega, he goes into this Shaila, how to learn the Rashba, he's the same thing as a Chazon Ish, maybe this way, maybe that way. He says, Oba Lamaisa, I found in the Miri, on Daf Mem Aleph in Sukkah, Rav Kivega's Vart. He asks, why does it say Shema Yavirena? It says Shema Yetziyena. He says, because he's running from the Bucky, from his house to the Bucky's house, That's not Haitzah, but Dalam Mitzvahs.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.